This is Akashvani, the news read by Niharika Bhuvania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and joined the mainstream. He said, the central government has given a special package of ₹1,500 crores for the development of Bodoland. Mr. Modi said, the Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees have been spent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Bodoland. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. India, Nepal and Bangladesh have achieved a major milestone in energy cooperation with the launch of the first power transaction of up to 40 megawatt from Nepal to Bangladesh via the Indian grid. Union Minister for Power Manohar Lal jointly inaugurated the power flow from Nepal to Bangladesh. In a statement, the Ministry of Power noted that the start of this power flow is expected to boost sub-regional connectivity in the power sector. A tripartite power sales agreement between NTPC, Vidyut Vyapar Nigam, Nepal Electricity Authority and Bangladesh Power Development Board was signed last month in Kathmandu, Nepal. In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India Bloc have been intensified to garner support of the people. Addressing an election rally at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged, the corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand. Criticizing the BJP, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, only the constitution can save the interest of poor and tribal people of Jharkhand. Addressing an election meeting at Bermo in Bokaro, Mr. Gandhi exhorted people to vote in favor of India Alliance to further speed up development of the state. Leaders of AJSU and left parties also addressed poll rallies and held road shows in different parts of the state. The second and final phase of polling will be on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. With just 3 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, candidates are ramping up rallies and meetings. BJP President JP Nadda highlighted the party's achievements in defense, internal security and counter-terrorism at a rally in Thane. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, speaking in Umarkhed, criticized Congress for failing to fulfill promises and defended Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitments, including amending the Waqf Board law despite opposition. India highlighted that the impacts of climate change are increasingly becoming evident in the form of frequent disasters at COP29 summit at Baku in Azerbaijan. India delivered the statement on behalf of like-minded developing countries at the high-level ministerial on climate finance in the COP29 summit yesterday. Sri Lanka's ruling president Anura Kumara Dishanyake, National People's Power, has secured a landslide victory with a two-third majority in the parliament. The leftist coalition won 159 seats in the 225-member house. The main opposition, Samagi Jana Belavegya, led by Sajit Prem Das, came a distant second, securing 40 seats, while Ilankai Tamil Arasu Kadachi secured 8 seats. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervor in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation stone of Sikhism. The fourth and final T20 match between India and South Africa is currently underway at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. India were 249 for 1 in 18 overs when the last reports came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.